the famous Sea Jam Blues, Duke Ellington composition, performed by the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. And they will be in concert next week here at in Wilmington over at Keenan Auditorium, in a concert that's long been sold out. But we have other representatives of the Jazz at Lincoln Center organization here in town this week, specifically Alvin Atkinson, who is a great drummer and has come through UNCW and taught there. He's also played around North Carolina for a number of years. He's now up in New York City and working with Winton at Jazz at Lincoln Center, and he is something of an advance man for the orchestra coming to town next week and doing a series of concerts and workshops with kids in the schools here in Wilmington. Welcome back to Wilmington, Alvin.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be home.
Isn't it a little bit warmer here than New York City?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, tell us a little bit about this this series of workshops. And there's a concert, by the way. It's called Discovering the Groove in Jazz and You. It's coming up on this Saturday, the 25th at 7 o'clock over at Keenan Auditorium. But you're keeping on the run this week, going around the schools. Tell us about what you're doing.
Yes, it's been amazing. This venture is actually sponsored by the UNC Wilmington Cultural Arts organization. And so I've been going to various schools, two schools in particular, the New Hanover High School and the Middle Grove Middle School. And we've been going for two-hour sessions a day, and I've been bringing an aggregation of about four or five musicians. In particular, a couple of other homeboys, Mr. Benny Hill on saxophone,
yeah.
The legendary Ray Codrington.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to call him Swerving Irving, but this is Mr. Doug Irving on the bass. And a new member is Mr. Ernest Turner on piano.
Well, there's some familiar names there for jazz fans in this area, especially Benny and Ray and Doug, who have been playing around here in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially Benny and Doug. But Ray coming to town is always a treat because he's a great trumpeter.
Yes.
Now, how do these work?
Okay, so the workshops, the way they work, we go in for a couple of days, and we basically start off the bands. We kind of have it in more of what we have is like a adjudication situation. We all sit and let the band play and introduce themselves musically. And we give a few pointers, you know, and so we're kind of setting it up now like a classroom situation in the sense that they have an oral assignment. Like their assignment today was to find out what a riff was and to go home, because lots of them were so technology savvy. And so they have to find on YouTube what a riff is, and they have to look up Sea Jam Blues and tell me why looking up the listening to the first few measures of Sea Jam Blues, how that can help you with the rest of the song, and what is familiar about that? What is the connection?
Well, do you want to hear a couple of bars of Sea Jam Blues? And
why
tell
don't
us?
We do there that? We that sounds great.
Oops. Now, it just may be me, Alvin, but I hear some repetition there in the Sea Jam Blues. You want to explain?
Yes. So, with the first few measures, you have ba-dup, 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 ba-dup. So, if they listen carefully and do their homework, they realize that this riff, it continues on. And we like to talk about related to cooking. In order to make the pot boil, we have to let it keep cooking. So the fire seems very calm, like a nice groove, like kind of like a bass line. But as it continues on, if you keep everything in place, if you keep the pot on the fire, the water will boil. And that's what the groove is like.
Our chef in residence today is Alvin Atkinson, who is sort of the advance man for the Jazz and Lincoln Center organization. He is in charge of doing some community and educational residencies around town, notably at New Hanover High School and Myrtle Grove Middle School, working with the kids who are also interested in jazz and offering some tips and pointers. There also is a family concert. Alvin and his quartet will be playing at Keenan Auditorium this coming Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. It's $8 for adults, and all the kids are free, especially students and those who are interested in jazz. That's at Keenan this coming Saturday night. So you're a very busy man this week.
Yes, I've been very busy. And I'd like to just give a big thank you to UNC Cultural Arts and all of Wilmington, because we have a two concerts tomorrow morning, and it's hosting 4th and 5th graders. And we already have about 2,000 students that have, you know, dedicated themselves to being there. And so we're extremely excited about that.
2,000 is a big crowd.
2,000.
Where are you going to put them all?
It's two performances.
Oh, two performances of 1,000 each?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is going to be a good crowd. So, and I'm sure it'll be a lively and enthusiastic crowd. Now, how long have you been working with Jazz at Lincoln Center?
I've been working with Jazz at Lincoln Center for probably about, going on about 9 years now. I started off working with the State Department at the Kennedy Center, and some of my colleagues, the liaison for the State Department, moved to Lincoln Center. And from there, I started doing programs, and over the past 4 years, I wrote a kids show called Discovering the Grooves in Jazz, and so this just seemed to pick up, and so we did it in London and New York a few times, and now another one called Does It Swing, too, and Winton really liked it and said, you know what, we should do more of this, and so we started doing it around a lot more, and I said, why not in my home state?
So you jumped at the chance to come back down here to Wilmington, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, it's good to have you back here.
It's good to have you home. Thank you, George.
And it's good to hear that you're doing such great work with the kids and getting the kids interested in jazz and maybe getting them started on a career of playing.
Absolutely.
I assume that's what it's all about.
That's what it's about.
Alvin Atkinson, drummer and advance man with the Jazz at Lincoln Center organization, in here for a week of workshops and concerts around town. And you can be part of this by checking out the concert called Discovering the Groove in Jazz and You. And that is happening at Keenan Auditorium this coming Saturday night at 7 o'clock. It's a mere $8 for adults, and all the kids who are interested in jazz are in free. That's at 7 o'clock this coming Saturday night. If you'd like more information, check the Keenan box office at 962-3500. Alvin, it's been great to have you back.
It's been great. And, George, I'd like to thank you for continuing to being our awesome cultural ambassador of great music and art for Wilmington in North Carolina. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Wow. Hey, I'll wear that.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for coming in, Alvin, and have fun this week with the kids.
Thank you. And another big shout-out to Ms. Courtney Riley, who's been really great with programming this thing. Thank you, Courtney, for everything.
Yeah, we love your boots.
Yes, indeed.
This is your public radio station, WHQR.